This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So Crossy hung up. He didn't hung up. He hung out with the cast of Scream. So there's a lot of new characters. There's Jenna Ortega. She plays Tara Carpenter. And the story is all around her.
The mask. Now, there are some of the originals as well. They're just not in as much, I think.
Yeah. So the legacy actors are back. I think this is their last whirl of it. And then all the new ones will carry on with it. Jenna Ortega explains what it's like standing in front of Ghostface. The Scream movie centres around Jenna's character. Here's what she said.
It's pretty surreal, and especially because we had the sweetest men doing the stunts for Ghostface. So it was always, it was a really weird situation where you're having a really lovely conversation and then they put the mask on and go completely silent. And because of the elongated jaw of the mask and also just the presence of the robe and also seeing something so iconic so up close and knowing it's the real deal, it became very intimidating very fast. So anytime you had, I know, like when I had to film the attack scene with Ghostface, it was no mercy on my side. I was ready to go. He was scary, and it's very rare. I mean, you work on horror films and you understand the behind the scenes of it all, but it was a very different experience with Ghostface for some reason.
Hands up about the mask for a Halloween, or maybe several. It's a good mask.
Did you have it?
Yeah, and I had a little black scarf that would come down over the back of it as well, so if you had black on it just all blended together.
Yes,
it's a scary mask.
Apple TV Plus released a trailer for Suspicion. It's an 8-episode limited series starring Uma Thurman. I was only thinking about her the other day. What's she doing? It's going to be...
Were you? Yeah,
I was, yeah.
I wonder what Uma's doing. What's she having for dinner today?
She came up in conversation. I haven't seen her in a film for ages, but anyway, she's in this. It's going to be called Suspicion. It's released on February 4th. Apple TV Plus, the quality on Apple TV Plus is very good. It's just
remind everyone again, if you got an Apple device over the last 3 to 4 months, there's a chance that you have Apple TV Plus free for 3 months. You just need to activate it before the end of March, I think.
Check all your paperwork and see if you have that in there.
Oh, even if you sync something up, it should pop up. Or probably if you connect to a Wi-Fi or... Yeah.
Yeah, if you had AirPods or anything like that, you could have access.
I put my telly on my Wi-Fi yesterday because I changed the passcode. I hadn't been on for months, and as soon as I did, the TV said, "Oh, you have free Apple TV Plus. Would you like to try now?"
So, well, 4th of February, Nobby, you know what to be doing. Uma will be ready for you.
Young guy Leo Newman gets packed into a suitcase by a masked gang. NYPD flags 4 suspects.
Catherine Newman, I cannot imagine what you're going through at the moment.
I love my son. And I want him back.
We're being set up.
By us.
I don't know why.
What do we have in common?
We're all British. And we were all in New York on the day Leo Newman was kidnapped.
Do we look like kidnappers to you?
What does a kidnapper look like?
You.
And Donald Gleason has signed up to play a serial killer opposite Steve Carell.
Has he?
Yeah, in a new TV series.
That's fresh from Peter Rabbit.
Well, he's now, in fairness, he's played a very good baddie in Star Wars. He's played various roles. He's very good at comedy, but he's very good at baddies as well. He's only 38. He's going to play a murderer in The Patient, which tells the character of a psychotherapist hostage to getting help to curb his homicidal urges.
It's a very heavy bananas dish to dirt. We'll lighten it up for the next one.
Yeah.
We promise.
So, looking at the headlines, the horrific headline on most of the front pages of the papers this morning, jogger killed by a stranger. Gardaí have launched a murder probe into the horrific murder of a young teacher who was murdered while out jogging. A man was arrested over the random killing in Tullamore, County Offaly, yesterday afternoon. And
I was just thinking this morning, like, there was would have been, well, in Dublin anyway, a lovely kind of orangey sky as the sun was setting and the weather was calm. Wasn't really any sort of a breeze. Perfect for jogging, getting out, clearing the head, still bright.
Yeah, it's just it's mind-boggling. You know, there is no way of sort of making sense of it. It's completely random by the look of it. And I don't know.
I think we definitely need to look at the sentences in this country for this type of stuff. And maybe that would be a deterrent. I don't know.
Massively higher.
But then again, it's such a random act of behaviour that a huge amount of the population never get involved in. So I don't know. Does it? I don't know. It's just so weird. It's so scary. It's very rare at that severity in Ireland still, but that's just mad.
Yeah, I think the whole country is in shock about this one. It's just horrific, horrific stuff. God love her.
Thoughts with her family.
I'll try and find some news that's a bit better this morning, because like there are some heavy ones. Okay, so here's some. Do you want some good news? Do you want some good news?
Good news, good. Yeah.
Some of the scientists reckon that the peak happened in the last sort of day or so.
And
That restrictions could be lifted by the beginning of next month. There are some politicians have said that it's, you know, nightclubs could reopen, pubs could open full time, possibly, hopefully, fingers crossed, doors again early as next month. Culture Minister Catherine Martin has revealed she was hopeful that nightclubs were forced to close due to the rising COVID can reopen in February. If things go the way things are looking, hopefully that's the case. So fingers crossed that we could be coming through this wave.
One thing that would be great is, because so many people have caught this latest version of it, there should be a decent enough amount of immunity in the population.
Yeah.
After it.
Yeah.
So...
So I was trying to do the lottery the other night, Nobby. I do the lottery. Sometimes I do the lottery for other people. At one stage, I was doing the lottery for about five people online. You wouldn't do me a lottery for me, would you? So
I'm doing yourself into a syndicate without even offering to be in a syndicate.
It wasn't even a syndicate. I was doing other people's numbers and everything.
Numbers and everything. Right, okay.
So I was like, here's my numbers. Can you? Because I can't get to the shop. Anyway, so because so many people are isolating, whatever, loads of different reasons. So I normally do my lottery. I do a double lottery. I do Wednesdays and Saturdays. I do it once
every week.
Oh yeah,
gambler, aren't you?
If you're not in, you can't win. No.
Oh yeah, that's a great excuse.
It's a small amount, you know.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so I do Wednesdays and Saturdays, and it wouldn't go through. No. So why not? It turns out because they wouldn't let you do future ones. They'd only let you do Saturdays
up till this Saturday.
Well, sorry, this was yesterday. They wouldn't let me do Wednesday and Saturday.
Well, Crossy had the same issue. He's also, like yourself, a professional at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if you have your numbers, if you don't do it, that's the week you're going to win. So anyway, this Saturday, they're changing the rules.
Yeah, it has to be one.
It has to be one. So if they get five numbers plus the bonus, everyone who gets that, it'll be the 19 million will be definitely shared.
Right.
If nobody gets five plus the bonus, everyone who gets five numbers, it will be shared between those.
Okay.
And then as it goes down.
So the 90 million has to go, but it mightn't be a jackpot or it could be shared.
So potentially, people with five numbers, there could be two or three people who have not five numbers. I don't know what the stats
five
are.
Five plus something, no?
If nobody gets five plus, it could be five. So it could be five numbers just, or five plus. If you get five plus, you could get a share in the 19 million or get the whole 19 million.
I'll give you one more here, because Crossy was trying. I think he does 8 weeks in a go.
Right.
He couldn't play beyond this Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
So his theory is, are they taking a ball out?
Oh,
after
I
this.
I see, yes.
So will they do this announcement on Saturday? Well, they've done the announcement for Saturday's draw. And then will they go, and to make life even easier, we've made it easier to win.
Well, they have to do something in 60-something draws.
Yeah, it's 9 months or something, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Cooked a baby in the same amount of time, like.
Yes. So it's the gaff, Nobby. The gaff.
Who's gaff?
The gaff. It's the mobile home that got the country talking when it went on sale for almost 500,000. Well,
this
sold.
Is down in Potter's Point in British.
Yeah, it's sold, yeah.
Right.
This is in Jack's Hole.
Oh, Jack's Hole, yeah.
Number 9 beachfront, Jack's Hole, near British. It's beautiful.
Could it go for 500,000?
Yeah.
500,000?
Yeah. So it can. So Potter's
it
Point.
Could do you.
Nearby Potter's Point, gaffs go for 300,000.
Yeah.
Jack's Hole went for 380,000.
Doesn't really sound like it'd be worth 500,000, does it? Jack's Hole.
No, a similar property in Jack's Hole is 380,000. So it's the
so
mobile.
So to pay 500,000 to get into Jack's Hole.
Yeah, it's sold for close to the asking price of 495,000. Now, just look, this is a small property with a lot of decking.
Oh yeah, and but they have their own. I know someone who has someone near here.
Yeah, but it's a lot of rattan furniture and a barbecue, but like it's 495,000.
They've got their own private beach and stuff. Like it's,
they have access to the beach.
On a good day, it feels like you're in France.
6 weeks of the year, they have access to some beautiful beach. And look, it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. It's fantastic.
It's beautiful. It's a lot.
And it's been done
it's
up.
A lot of money.
It's been specced up. It's gorgeous. I'm looking at the pictures here.
For most people, they're thinking, how am I ever going to save a deposit for a two-bed gaff in Dublin? And then
this is somebody's second residence or fourth residence.
Exactly. To be in a place called Jack's Hole. Like, it really is. They should probably upgrade the name.
There's nothing a hole about this. Well, Jack's Hole is probably just the name of the area, and it's probably something to do with something.
I know, but like, did a fella call Jack fall down a hole? Why is it called Jack's Hole?
Well, I don't believe in changing the names of places because it doesn't suit the estate agent. Can we change it to Jack's Party Palace?
It just sounds a bit...
Jack's Hole isn't very good on the paperwork. People were saying, why is it a hole? It's not a hole.
Yeah.
It's named after...
Just so you're aware, there's already been an offer on the property.
Number 9 beachfront in Jack's Hole. Google these images today and dream, everybody, because if you win your 19 million tonight, you might be...
Saturday, Jim. Saturday.
Sorry, Saturday.
You might could you win it tonight? No.
Not tonight. Not the lottery was on last night.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler, so I don't know these things.
Well, you can't consider that massive gambling.
Yeah, yeah. Bad habits is right. It could be you, yeah, but it probably won't be. Save your 2 quid.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
7:22.
Hey, Dean here. So they've released the 2021's highest ratings TV shows in this country.
Line of Duty.
Oh, no, it's not there, no.
Why not? Well, it was BBC. Maybe it's, technically wouldn't apply, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was BBC Northern Ireland. That's two mentions for the North this morning. I have no idea why.
Hey, there.
I love you, the North. I love you.
Hey, the North. Right, so... No, so there's the top 20.
Okay, that's not
there's
there, okay.
A good few late shows and mostly gay matches, but late toy shows, 1.7 million. Guess who's back, baby?
1.7 million, right?
Then there's a massive drop off. Everything else is below a million.
What about when Dublin got knocked out? That must have been there.
Well, the Saturday game, all around football, final. Tyrone Mayo was 945,000.
That's the final.
That's the second highest thing. So there's a massive drop off.
Mayo lost it again.
Euro 2020, Italy versus England.
That was the final, wasn't it? Pretty sure it was.
The final, yeah.
How many people watched that?
941,000.
Yeah, but you can add on more that would have watched the UK station just to hear them try and justify their way out of it.
England versus Denmark, 889,000. Yeah.
Were you there, lads?
A lot of people prefer the commentary.
No, we weren't. No, it doesn't matter.
Oprah, Meghan and Harry. That was number 5, 837,000. What's that?
That was all streamed before that got on.
I'm not going to tell you the numbers anymore. Six Nations, Ireland versus France. The 6-1 in January the 5th. Was there an announcement that day or something? That was 2021. There was an announcement, wasn't there?
God.
It was steps.
What a grim statistic. What about steps?
There was no fun steps. Hurling final was at number 9. Then the Saturday game. The Saturday game does very well. The Sunday game. Wales versus Ireland, a lot of sport. Late show again, January the 1st.
I think we need to see a UK one of these, Jim. It's all
Kin, even Kin makes it.
Did it?
It's 687,000.
Right.
Reeling in the years, mate, 2010. Ireland's fittest family is the number one.
Okay, will you stop now? Okay, please stop.
Relax.
Evanna Lynch, who spoke to us towards the end of last year, has denied claims that J.K. Rowling has been given the cold shoulder by her co-stars, claimed that they all love and respect the author. Ivana, who's from County Laid, was of course in the Harry Potters, and she said that I think there's things we don't all agree with and maybe we don't understand. I've talked to all the cast, they all have great love and respect for her, even if they don't agree with her beliefs. She has her beliefs and she's doing her thing and we all have strong beliefs.
Yes.
So, not saying they agree with her.
I didn't. I'm unaware of what the storm was with J.K. Rowling. So I did look it up and I kind of did a bit of research on what she said.
Yeah.
That started the whole thing.
Well, trans-exclusionary radical feminist would be one thing.
Well, you see, when you see what she originally said, it didn't seem anti-trans at all. But then it sort of spiraled. I don't know what happened then after that. But the initial tweet that got people upset didn't seem to be anti-trans at all. But then... I don't know what happened after that because
Daniel Radcliffe
has been bouncing around for 3 years.
It has been a good while. Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, and Ivana were among those who condemned her comments at the time. But then Ivana recently then was saying that I don't want us to keep fighting, so I do reject that narrative that there's been a cold shoulder.
Yes.
He's basically saying, if they pump me into them somewhere, they're not going to say, oh, who are you? Anyway, stick that in your 19 million because J.K. Rowling is currently worth £819 sterling, which I'm sure if you round up to euros is nearly a billion.
And coming up, I'm going to tell you how you can have the time of your life, how you can get some time back.
How you're doing dirty dancing.
No, so how, do you, no, no. How, you can, how you're wasting time.
How you wasting time?
Yeah. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes.
Okay, it's F104, it's 7:26. Go stroke a pet.
Really?
That's one of the things on the list. It's on my list here, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
These are things that will make you boost your mind. Three quarters of us say we need a mood boost in January. We crave daylight at this time of year. I mean, look at that dark sky. Although it will be a nice day today. 30 seconds is all you need to cheer yourself up.
So if you, when it is sunny later on, if you spend at least 30 minutes in the sunshine,
yeah,
somehow, walking around, sitting in it, whatever, just get that light into your face, that can be a mood booster.
Singing stimulates a tiny organ in the ear called the sacculus, which is linked to the part of the brain that registers pleasure. So when we're playing songs throughout the show this morning, sing them.
Sing along, yeah.
As loud as you can.
Yeah, it does make you feel happy.
Light a candle.
Eh.
Take a sip of tea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eat a banana.
I love a banana.
Bananas are the most popular fruit and they're high in the hormone serotonin, which helps to improve mood and reduce anxiety.
It's rare now to have a banana without a little bit of peanut butter. Oh, man. They're match made in heaven.
Got chewing gum in your pocket? A study in Japan found that using gum can reduce anxiety and improve mood in healthy young adults.
It's good for your teeth as well.
So the ad say, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like an extra?
Saliva around your teeth is good for protection.
Holding eye contact with people is also good. Even a brief interaction with a stranger can lift your mood.
Yeah. I used to do a thing when I was a young fella where I'd smile at L once. No, seriously. So I'd be walking along the road with my mates and I'd say, watch this, lads. Watch this. And
grannies like it.
No, not grannies. No, 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 no.
What do you mean? What's an L one? Define an L one, please.
Out of my league.
But, all right.
but below the granny age. Like still beautiful and
cougars like.
Yeah. But like there was no harm in this, right? There's absolutely. And I'm telling you, right? So my mates used to walk a little bit behind me.
Yeah.
And as I was passing this lady, I'd smile and go, hello. Kind of nod like that. Big smile, right?
So young fella in his school uniforms give you weird looks.
Well, not weird looks. I'd smile.
And how they handle them? They feel awkward.
Hello. No, so I smile and say hello, right?
Yeah.
And my mate said every single one of them was beaming afterwards. So they're just like, ah, that's nice. That's nice. I wasn't winking like, how's it going there?
Yeah, no, we know.
I was like, hello. And I'm telling you, it cheers people up. I also heard somebody saying, if you have a compliment, that if you think something nice about somebody, you should tell them.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not good with compliments in Ireland, but yeah.
But we should. You should say, hey, you're very good at that, or that's very nice, or that really suits you. Give somebody a compliment today.
Make yourself a little list, and the more things you tick off it, the better you'll feel. I've done smelling the coffee. I mean, drinking the coffee is fine, but if just the smell of the coffee is good. And I did say a lot of the things you can do by yourself, Jim, and, if you can reach a thing... for any time, from 10 seconds to 35 seconds.
The back of your head, is it?
That will make you feel...
your shoulders, is it?
Well, you could have someone to scratch your shoulders with you.
I love a scratch there, just between your shoulder blades, just the top where you can't reach there.
You might have to scratch your own shoulder.
Yeah.
But a half-minute mood booster, because it floods the brain.
You don't fancy a half-minute mood booster, do you?
Brain with endorphins. And, yeah. The more then they have...
reach?
What?
You're saying your half-minute mood booster.
You reach for the shoulders. Yeah.
All right.
Try the singing thing during this and we'll see.
I will, yeah.
This is the safest one probably to test. That and eating a banana.
This is a three-minute mood booster.
Yeah. Everything else, keep it to yourself.
So she's wearing Harris Reid, Louis Vuitton and Vivienne Westwood in the film. This is a film, it's a video. She unveils the nostalgic music video for Oh My God. She's reunited with the director behind the Rolling in the Deep music video. It's a 4-minute clip and it sees her sparsely decorated room surrounded by wooden chairs with apples scattered across a concrete floor.
Apples?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more jammy than the last one.
Isn't it, yeah?
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais has also been reacting to the party that Boris had. Well, I went back to work after 25 minutes.
I totally get the anger. I mean, you know, in the news now, you know, with these parties that the government, the people in charge were breaking the rules, having these parties in their lovely gardens. I think I've been naive all my life. It's not till now I just go, why do we trust them? Of course we shouldn't trust the people in charge. That's how they're in charge. They shouldn't be trusted.
He also had a pop. The Pope said that people who don't have children are selfish. He said, but priests don't have children.
That's a good point. Well made, Connor. Well made.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're a Star Wars fan and you want to lose some weight, if you want a job in the media, or if you want Roy Keane to put you to sleep, these are for you.
Hello, my name's Bob and I'm a Star Wars fan. And a few years ago, I was very, 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 very overweight. But I used the Force and now I'm all trim and looking good.
The Book of Bob, who was fat.
I was very, very Wookiee. I used the Force and now look at me. I'm R2-D2 stone down.
The Book of Bob, who was fat.
You'll be a lot lightsaberer as well if you follow my weight loss plan. Or as I call it, me Plan DeLorean.
The Book of Bob, who was fat.
This is the way in. Every week, follow my Plan DeLorean. And you can also put your large trousers in a world long, long ago. In a planet far, far away.
From the creators of Snuggle Time with actor Cillian Murphy.
Hello, my name is Cillian, and welcome to my sleep story.
Comes Go to Sleep or Else from another dulcet-toned cork man, Roy Keane.
I am flabbergasted.
Drift away as Sky Sports' most viral pundit lays into your subpar performance in life.
You do your job. You've got to flex your muscles. You've got to impose your personality.
The Roy Keane Sleep App.
Shocking. I'm disgusted with it.
Inspiring.
You should hang your heads in shame.
Meditative.
Get close to people. Move your feet.
Haunting.
I need to do better here.
This app is not suitable for anyone named Fred.
Anyone who tells me Fred is good enough is living in cuckoo land.
Learn how to communicate more effectively with your friends in your sleep.
What
is he here for?
Well, Marino didn't win the league.
He won two trophies.
What? You finished second.
So when you won
shit.
the trophies, will you not buzzing with that?
The cure for insomnia is not here.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Go to sleep or else with Roy Keane.
Interested in a job in the media?
Yeah.
Are you full of fresh, bright new ideas?
Oh, no.
Perfect. Here in the media, we don't want anyone with fresh, new, exciting ideas. We want to keep repeating our old, tired ideas, and we don't want anyone making us look bad. Now, do we? If you want to be a lackey for a bunch of suits, creative spoofers, and have no prospects of development, then apply now to The Media with your very limited CV. The Media. We'll eat you up and spit you out within a year and take all the credit if it goes well. By that stage, you'll be just like us and need us for a reference. So, be kind. The Media. You'll wish you worked harder in school.
Do you want to party like it's December 2019 again?
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologise.
Forgive me.
Why don't you book me, Bojo the Clown? Very soon I could be available to turn up at your private party. Whoa! When you book Bojo the Clown, he makes up the rules as he goes along, so everyone has a great time.
Forgive me.
Ask Bojo no questions. He'll tell you no lies. Bojo the Clown.
I should have sent everyone back inside.
He likes to party.
I should have found some other way to thank them.
Bojo the Clown.
Hands up anyone who's been to Peppa Pig World. Not enough.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Kelly, you've got me excited. I'll tell you why. You got a 9 what? The other day. You Instagrammed every day, right? You're a proper Instagrander. Fair play, respect to you. And there is no sport question today.
Oh, lovely, lovely. My nerves are gone.
Now, you need to calm down, Kelly.
I know. I'm like, I swear I was on the telly. My nerves are actually gone here. I hope no one's listening that knows me.
This is better than the telly, Kelly.
I hope everyone who knows you is listening, because that'll be the glory. They'll all hear you.
Oh, God, I hope I win now.
Screaming at us in about
a
minute. Yeah.
My brother-in-law got on this before Christmas, and I think he only got 6, and the slagging we gave him. So if I don't get more than 6, I'm in for it.
When did you get 9?
I don't know, the day that the Man United and Aston Villa question, I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
It was Monday, so
yeah. Kelly, it's all pointing towards you doing well, because you play every day, you know the style of it.
Yep.
You know, it pays to listen to this show.
Yeah, it does. I was giving up until you rang me today.
Okay, well let's see if we can beat 6, right?
Right.
Don't be fidgeting there with the car. You're fidgeting there in the background.
I am, yeah. I'm touching the gear stick.
Right, leave it alone for a minute.
All right.
Go on.
Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Complete this well-known proverb. Actions speak
louder than words.
What date is Valentine's Day?
The 14th of February.
Starting with the letter T, what alcoholic drink comes from Mexico?
Tequila.
The famous American TV show SNL stands for what?
Saturday Night Live.
True or false? Bradley Cooper learnt Irish recently to play a priest in a film.
Oh, false.
How many rings are there in the Audi logo?
4.
What animated movie features Matthew McConaughey as a koala bear?
Oh, Sing.
What do you call the disguising of soldiers by making them blend in with their surroundings?
Camouflage.
Venison is the meat from which animal?
Deer.
And meteorology is the study of what?
The planet, the stars.
Oh, Jesus, Kelly!
What, did I get a place? Come on, tell me.
Louder than words. February 14th, tequila, Saturday Night Live, false. 4. Sing, camouflage, venison is deer, yes.
What's Matthew McConaughey's, what's the koala bear, what's his real name?
Mr. Moon.
Sing 2 is hilarious.
Meteorology.
What did you
planets,
say?
I said the stars are something, planets. I don't know what I said.
That's astrology.
Oh, shite.
No.
Oh, one let me down again.
Met.
I said the stars. Could that not count?
No.
No, it's weather.
Weather.
Met.
Met Aaron.
The Met Office. Met Aaron.
Shit.
Kelly. 1,000 euro has just gone down the...
Off the post, Kelly.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
At least I got it more than dear. Six.
You got more than six.
You did get more than six.
You're not going to get slight. I mean, like, nine out of Kelly, ten, Kelly.
Oh, I can't believe that. Let what me. And I was going to say weather, and I said, no, that's something else. I thought it was a different word.
Trust your instincts.
Oh. I want to cry now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing.
Okay, right.
Bye.
If you got 10, let us know. I will send you a picture of a hat.
FFS.
FFS.
Yeah, a lot
is
of people
right.
say that. FFS.
There we go, yo.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Yeah. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Meow. So we're asking kids, what are you reading? It could be the Beano, it could be a book, it could be whatever you're into. Classic, something new. Let us know, Mr. Man, whatever it is.
What's your head stuck into, boys and girls?
This is Maya. My mum was going to get me books for Christmas, and I said, why would people want to read?
Because reading's great crack.
Yeah.
Reading's great. It's like going to a movie in your own head. Reading's great.
Imagination. Makes you...
You probably want toys more than books, but like books and toys even better.
Makes you sleepy before bedtime.
Yeah. That's why.
And yeah, just cause. Why not? Oh, like you had a baby brother. Excellent.
Excellent.
I think that's what she means by that. You arrived recently.
Ballerina books are good.
This is James from Tala, and this, I'm reading a book called Dirty Bertie.
Oh, I've read that. It's funny.
Janami, my name's Ada, and the book I read is David Williams, and it's Awful Auntie. Bye.
Awful Auntie. Mm-hmm. Is she awful?
Hi, I'm Maria. I'm from Malahide, and I read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, old school.
They are good. Diary of a Wimpy Kid are class.
Old school.
Yeah.
Hi, Francis and Avila. How are you doing, Obi? We are reading David Williams and Daisy Meadows. Bye.
He does pretty well, the Williams fella, doesn't
He's
he?
He's doing well. He's doing well there.
Hi, I'm Amy Flynn, and right now I'm reading Time After Time by Judy Corton.
I haven't heard that one.
I love her. Actually, I'm not going
to. Pull yourself together, girl.
Yeah, I was going to say something about Annette. No, yeah.
Hi, Jim, Jim, and Nobby. My name is Colin. I'm age 11, and the book that I'm reading is Eddie Albert and the Amazing Animal Gang. Have a great day. Bye.
Haven't heard of that one, Jim.
It's a good one. So this, you get recommendations from listening to all the different kids' ideas. You go, oh, I haven't heard that one.
Yes, use the original algorithms, kids. Recommendations.
Hello, Jim, Jim and Nobby. I'm Alex. I'm an 8-year-old and I'm currently reading the Dogman books. Bye.
Now, if you like Dogman, I love a Dogman. Cat Kid is very good. And also Captain Underpants, of course. Same guy came up with Captain Underpants.
All those ones, did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Captain Underpants, funny.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. It's Clara here. What I'm reading right now is David Williams, The Midnight Gang. Bye.
There he is again.
He's doing very well.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. My name is Brandon, and I'm reading The Christmas Pig by J.K. Rowling. Okay, bye, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
It's a good title. That. Okay, so that's great, kids. Thanks a million. Keep up your reading.
Also on Dish the Dirt, Francis Bourgeois, yesterday, somebody really famous interrupted one of his train videos. Like, super famous.
We'll bring that to you in Dish the Dirt. Phineas has become a jewellery thief in the Kids Are All Dying video. This is a new video that sees the musician calmly smash up a store in broad daylight. This is Billie Eilish's bro.
I know my pool is heated, business class is where I'm seated, and I'm whiter than the ivory on these keys. I think to
knocking on my door. Do you have a dollar? Would you like to fund a war? What's your carbon footprint and could you be doing more? I tried saving the world, but then I got bored.
Sketch the Guards. It's good, isn't it? You can see where Billy gets an awful lot of her stuff from.
Mm.
Come here. I never know. Hermione Granger fancied Draco Malfoy. Not in Harry Potter, but in real life.
Say what?
Yeah, so Emma Watson says she still speaks to Harry Potter co-star Tom Felton after admitting she once had a crush on him. The two actors spoke about their close relationship in the on the special marking of the 20th anniversary of the Wizard film. I didn't know that she had a crush on him.
But that could easily be your first love, even in the Harry Potter years. And
but he was a baddie.
Yeah,
but Draco.
Not really, though.
But she says she's on Harry's gang. She can't be fancying him.
I know.
Oi, Potter. Oi.
She played Hermione, insisted nothing has ever, ever, ever happened romantically with us. We just love each other. We speak most weeks. We just think it's sweet.
Westlife have earned $4 million from their 2019 tour, with the lads due to enjoy a very big cash bonanza this year because they are going on tour again. They have €265,000 in the bank after they've all taken out their wages for that financial year.
But well, this year's going to completely dwarf that.
Is Mark in The Masked Singer or not?
It is. Mason Gooding is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s son, and Jasmine Savoy Brown have been talking about Ghostface. And you could, if you could be rough with Ghostface in Scream.
Can you be?
This what? Is exclusive.
Exclusive.
Oh, no. Be very gentle with Ghostface. Patrick is a lovely...
He thinks that he could fight Ghostface in real life.
I'm
team play dead. I'm team... dead. You know, he's team I could take him.
You're also You're team wrong. Dies first.
Absolutely. It's true. We took the BuzzFeed quiz and I would die first against Ghostface. So.
Ghostface. Juiceface. I would definitely fight Ghostface and win, mind you. I would certainly.
Shat yourself.
Sorry, what? Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drank each other's blood, are now engaged. Just maybe a more water cooler drop moment today, if you want to add that in.
They're engaged. And Kim Kardashian has been seen wearing the trousers of her new boyfriend, possibly, because like they don't fit her. They're oversized.
They're very baggy.
And they're ripped. So they
jeans are ripped.
It could be what's-his-name's trousers. The fella from SNL.
Yeah, but like, I know she's tall. They don't... I've seen a picture. Like, I don't know.
Zoe Kravitz stars in Kimmy in the trailer, a tech thriller from director Steven Soderbergh. It's going to be on HBO Max. Has released a gripping trailer for Kimmy, a tech-age thriller that will debut exclusively on the platform 10th of Feb.
The guy behind Jurassic Park was also involved in the script.
I'm a voice stream interpreter. I may have heard a crime on one of the streams.
The devices pick up lots of things.
Just mark this degraded audio and delete it.
I am not capable, and you know it. I think a woman might need help. How do I find out who she is?
Give me the device number and the admin code.
Will you make me one?
This is last favor, Cortness.
Close your files, come to my office. We'll listen to the recordings together.
God, Billy really is everywhere. She's all over Sing 2 as well.
And Zoe's dad, Lenny, he has a song about her called Flowers for Zoe.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice.
Jamie Lynn is releasing her memoir, Things I Should Have Said. That's why she's doing all this talking, including about her big sister.
What was your reaction when the conservatorship was dissolved?
I was happy. I was, first off, I don't understand. When it was put into place, I was 17-year-old. I was about to have a baby, so I didn't understand what was happening, nor was I focused on that. I was focused on the fact that I was a 17-year-old about to have a baby. I understand just as little about it then as I do now.
You talked in the book about the role that you were asked to play in the conservatorship.
There was a time where my sister asked me of her trust and will if I would be the person who assured that her boys got what they needed. Whether she's in a conservatorship or not, that was a very normal thing, I thought. Once I realized that, you know what, she's in a conservatorship, I felt like I just didn't want to be a part of until maybe she was out of the conservatorship. So there was no, like, me overseeing funds or something like that. And if that was, it was a misunderstanding. But either way, I took no steps to be a part of it.
My memoirs right now.
Yeah, that should be riveting.
Go buy them.
I've seen this photograph of Pope Francis he does things. He goes out and about, right? So a lot of popes, just, you never see them. They're Willy Wonka. They never come out of the Vatican.
They don't.
He goes out and he does normal stuff, right?
Like what?
Well, he went into a place called Stereo Sound. Now I'm talking to the Pope in the full white Pope gear with the white hat, and he's got a mask on.
Okay, yeah.
He's wearing the mask.
Is it a papal mask?
I can't see from this distance, but you'd imagine that it could be branded.
Little cross up the top.
Yeah.
On the right hand side.
Let's brand the masks. Anyway, some old friends run this store called Stereo Lab. They sell vinyl. I'm not joking. The Pope went into a vinyl shop.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him, and he has the vinyl under his arm, stashed kind of underneath his robes. You can see this little...
What did he get?
He got a classical music album. And he says, he's the Pope. He got it free. He's like an influencer, you know? So Stereo Lab's here, Pope. Go on, out you go. So he's seen getting popping into his...
Pope Mobile.
It's a Fiat.
Oh, yeah, he's in it, yeah.
He's trying to keep it real, the
he
Pope.
He does, yeah, yeah.
So he's out getting a vinyl. He's in Stereo Lab, a Stereo Sound. It's near the Pantheon. I know it well.
Oh, you do, yeah.
It was caught in video and posted in Rome. So somebody's going by. He's 85, coming out of a record shop with the vinyl. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure 85-year-olds remember vinyl the first time.
Now, that's what I call Beethoven, Volume 4. He was getting into the jammer, and off he goes. I think that's kind of cool, 85, getting an album.
I really hope like he has a proper Technics turntable somewhere in the Vatican.
I definitely have. He'd have one of those old-fashioned wooden open up top, you know, windy up at the side.
That's a gramophone.
He'd have a gramophone, yeah. The Vatican would have gramophones all covered in gold and stuff.
Everything, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you're wasting your time. You spend 26 days a year dawdling. Are you a bit of a dawdler?
Can be. A dawdler is in what? Like daydreaming
faffing.
About
Do
things?
Do you faff? Like
yeah,
you,
I can...
Say you're going out. Say there's a few of you going out.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people who has to go back and get their keys, have to go back and get their jacket? Oh, I forgot my sunglasses. I don't know where that is. Where's my credit card? Come on, Nobby. Are you one of those guys or is it...
No, I mean...
Do you know somebody like that?
I wouldn't have to plan that much.
Faffer.
A faffer?
Yeah, dawdling.
You think about things, you overthink things. Yeah, if I have to do a job, I might put it off 20 million times.
Well, it can keep you from being productive. Being kept
can,
on
yeah.
hold. So they have the top 10 draining things. Being kept on hold, I give it about 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, well good luck if you're any of those broadband provider people on hold.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Yeah, you won't get an answer before then.
Your call. We're experiencing an unprecedented demand at the moment.
Due to high volumes, COVID has given all those on hold people an opportunity to have a new pre-recorded message. We're experiencing high volumes of calls at the moment. Why?
Your call has to be put through to two people who are working from home.
My broadband is not affected by COVID.
Waiting in a queue is an awful waste of time.
Yeah, I left the queue last week.
Well, how many people were in it?
Just two. One person on doing the thing. They were blowing up balloons. Someone went in and ordered 40 balloons for somebody. And everyone in the queue had to wait while each 40 balloons, all the balloons were blown up.
Oh, dear.
And no one else would go, I might get someone else.
Oh, no.
To just come in and get rid of these other customers who are just wanting to collect. So I very loudly left. I was on the phone. I'm going to have to leave this because I won't be back in time.
I do like a queue. Once I learned from
you
somebody
like a queue.
Who I like a queue. Well, I don't like to be in a queue, but when I see a queue, yeah. I know it's that's
something's that, good.
Yeah. So if I see it, there's a little van that sells fish. Right?
Yeah.
I've never gone to them, but I keep planning to go because I keep seeing a queue. There's about 40 people always queuing up for this. Like I think it's probably a Thursday morning. They're always queuing up for this thing.
A fish van.
But Thursday
fishmongers
morning.
Everywhere.
I know, but they must be very good. The regular customers are there waiting in the queue before the van arrives.
I'd queue for coffee. I'd queue for a new game going on release at midnight, and I'd queue for concert tickets.
Concert tickets, yeah.
They're about the only things. And I'd queue for chips.
Did you ever sleep out for concert tickets?
In the morning. No.
Yeah. I did.
Did you?
Overnight, yeah.
Did you bring a bag?
No, I just stood up.
What was the gig?
It's obvious, isn't it? Trying to ring the doctor's surgery, an awful waste of time. Waiting for a delivery to arrive. Did you ever... Isn't it the nights, if you're getting a takeaway delivered?
Yeah.
Isn't it the nights they are absolutely hank that there's a problem with the delivery and they forget your order or they say they're going to be an hour extra?
How long do you leave it till you ring and go, I'm just checking on my order. I made an order about an hour and a half ago.
I think you wait an hour. Like, you don't want to get, you know, anyone in trouble.
You don't want anyone spitting your food either.
No, of course not. Exactly.
I think an hour and 10 minutes, and then maybe you ring.
And you're like, how you doing?
I'm really sorry.
An hour and a half ago. I was just wondering, is there any chance? Yeah.
Please don't spit in my spice bag. I'm just wondering, though, will it be here tonight at all?
Commuting is a waste of time. Scrolling social media.
A lot of people have realised commuting is a waste of time since all of this.
Yes.
Hence, can I work from home a bit more, please?
Although, I listen to a lot more FM 104 now when I'm commuting.
Do you, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Good man.
Looking around, just flicking through Netflix looking for something to watch. You can waste 10 minutes, half an hour doing that.
Well, I don't have to worry about that tomorrow. It'll be Afterlife. That's all you have to worry about tomorrow on Netflix.
Waiting for your laundry to finish before you go out. Getting served in a restaurant and waiting for a cup of tea to brew. They're the top 10 things that you're wasting time doing.
Waiting on a laundry. Would you stop?
No, but a lot of people don't want to go out and leave the washing machine on in case it floods the gaff.
You're adulting now. Stop.
I know, adulting. Yeah, I'm just telling you, this
floods
is what
the gaff. I know it could happen. I know.
Yeah. So you don't, like, you just don't put the washing machine on when you're going out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. They are things you're wasting your time doing. So what should you do instead? Go for a walk,
one is
read a book, listen to music?
Being on hold. I just don't, if you're on hold, just hang up.
Yeah,
ring back at a better time or something. Don't ring Vince Peter.
You're number 707 in the queue. Yeah, that would make you up alright. Okay, well, hopefully you have to do none of those things today and life is a breeze. It's F104.
Duck washes up in the Isle of Man 15 years after it was released here. A teenager on the Isle of Man was shocked to find a rubber ducky washed up on a beach that had made a 124-mile journey 15 years after it was released into waters in Ireland.
15? Is it faded?
Charlotte, who's 16, was out walking with her parents, Andy and Claire, and their dog.
Andy and Claire, yeah.
Andy, you know Andy and Claire.
Yeah.
And they made the astonishing discovery at a peninsula, Langness Peninsula in the Isle of Man. A bright yellow rubber ducky was one of 150,000 that were taking part in the world record duck race in June 2006 on the River Liffey. If you were there,
wow,
you might remember that.
How many were released?
150,000
ducks.
Yeah, the lucky winner of the race, organised by the Children's Lifeline Challenge, received a trip to America. But several of the ducks washed out to the sea, so they got most of the ducks back. But
that is a lot of plastic waste. Well, I don't mean to get all woke in the charity event.
Well, you wouldn't be doing it now. But like, this is 2006.
You have to get biodegradable, but ducks.
Yeah. Well, luckily it wasn't biodegradable because Charlotte found the duck in a rocky part of the beach on the south of the Isle of Man. Couldn't believe how old it was after making the discovery. I walked onto one of the small beaches in Lagness and I saw something yellow in a rocky area. I picked it up and I saw it was a rubber ducky. On the front it said World Record Duck Race 2006. And there's a website link for the Children's Lifeline on the ducky.
Well, that just proves to you about plastic waste. So it's 2006, yeah. The writing is still legible. He's still yellow, or she.
Yeah, I'll have a plastic... I'll have a bag for life, please. I was really shocked. I couldn't believe it was from 2006. Wow. I went on the internet and all the other ducks who took part in the historic race have been found on beaches in the UK and Ireland over the years. This one was... one was found in 2016. You may have been involved when that happened.
Was anyone there in the day? So 2006, set off from the Liffey. I wonder where they dropped in. Where did that happen?
She's going to hang the little ducky on her wall. She said, "I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to clean it because it's because my parents said it will just look like another ducky if I do that."
That's true. Yeah, I mean, if it has a few barnacles hanging off it, leave them on it. You know, it needs to look authentic. That's the most heartwarming thing I've heard about the Isle of Man since your man got on a jet ski from Scotland.
Oh, that was great.
To get a bit of action.
And we spoke to somebody in the Isle of Man. Remember that when they...
We did.
They were COVID-free and they were nightclubbing.
We rang them.
In the middle of lockdown too. Are you having nightclubs? Yeah. And are your pubs...
What's it like having a pint?
Yeah, the pubs are open. That's great. Oh,
God.
Hope it all works out for you guys soon.
When you think of that, we have come a long way, but then equally we haven't. Anyway, I'd love to know what happened with the jet ski couple. Like, did they hit it off? Did they stay in touch? Everyone needs to know.
Here is an update from Christopher.
What? On jet skis?
No. Today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
That's weird.
Rubber ducky.
I'm going as quick as I can. Right.
Isn't that lovely?
Good on them. It is lovely, yeah.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.